come. They're riding fast. They're riding hard. It's time for excitement and adventure in the modern West with Bobby Benson and the Peabody Riders. And up front has got his golden Palomino amigo. It's the cowboy kid himself, Bobby Benson.
Different men have shown up at the B-Bar-B ranch from time to time. Rough men, meek ones, strong and weak, good and bad. Man who's over there talking to the foreman, Tex Mason, right now doesn't appear to fit into any of these categories. Undeterminate age, nothing special to make him outstanding. Seems to be a thoroughly average man. All of which just goes to show how deceptive a man's appearance can be.
Is this the Mason? Tex Mason?
That's the name. What can I do for you, Mr.
Jones? You needn't look so skeptical. I really am one of the uncountable stones.
I'm sorry. It's just that nowadays, when you hear the name, you immediately decide it's an alias.
That's the trouble with people nowadays. No imagination, huh? But if we'll make you feel any better, you can call me Jones, as most people do.
Well, in any case, what can I do for you?
Something to give me some information. Just suggested I talk to you. I'm looking for a man.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. I've been looking for him for almost a year now. And I finally tracked him down to this region. Oh, here, this is the picture of the man I'm looking for.
Hmm. Yeah, nice looking old fella. And just why are you looking for him? Are you a policeman?
Me? Mr. Mason, I know a certain detective lieutenant back east will give an awful good laugh out of that.
Well, then why are you looking for him?
Well, here, this press card should answer that. Oh, a reporter. I'm crime reporter on the New York Ledger up until 6 months ago. Well, now you might say I was at liberty, huh?
Oh, then you're not here after a story.
Did I say that?
Well, no, but if you're not working...
Oh, but I am working. I'm not employed, no. I lost my job because I wouldn't give up this particular story. But I'm still working. See, once I start on a story, Mason, I never stop until I get it. The kind of a guy I am.
I see. Well, just why are you so anxious to find this man? What's he done?
Oh, does it matter? No, all that matters, Mr. Mason, is the answer to one question. Have you seen him?
I can't say that I have. There's something that seems familiar about him, but... No, I don't think I've ever seen him before.
I see. Well, thanks anyhow.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Jones. Suppose I should see him. How can I get in touch with you? Will you be around here long?
Well, as long as it takes me to find my man. You can reach me in the Cactus City Hotel if you should find out anything, but don't let it worry you, Mason. Whether you do or not, I'll get him. I always get my story.
Well, it's now the morning of the third day after the strange newspaper man, Jonesy, paid a visit to the B-Bar-B in search of the missing man he believed to be in the Big Bend. But at the moment, he's not the only one missing, for neither Tex Mason nor the young owner of the ranch, Bobby Benson, are at the ranch. Instead, they've taken advantage of the beautiful day to ride several miles away, and right now they're settled on the bank of a small stream. Bobby's dog, Hero, is also there, and he watches inquisitively as they prop their fishing poles among some rocks and then toss the lines into the stream. But then he feels his young master's disgust as Tex breaks the tranquility of the scene with a remark that,
all right, now, son, suppose you break open that book and start studying.
Oh, but, Ted.
No buts about it, son. That was our agreement. I said I'd bring your fishing up here if you promised to do your studying as well.
I know. I don't feel like studying.
No one ever feels like doing what they have to. I'd bet that if I told you you had to fish and shouldn't study, well, you'd probably break an arm hurrying to open the book.
I guess you're right. Okay, I'll do
my best. That's fine. Meanwhile, you're doing that, I'll take a ride up to that hill ahead. See how the grazing land looks on the other side.
Oh, my mom!
Oh, just a few minutes. That shouldn't bother you. You'll find all the company you need right there in that book. So let's get at it. I'll be back to see how you're doing in a little while.
Okay. Johnny, you're going to be a stranger. Well, I don't know how lucky you are to be in the four legs of the dirt, too. Might not be able to be reached high enough. At least you never have to study lessons. Well, just a nice work it out. Jim, hey, what's the matter, Bruce? What are you growling at?
Everybody thinks I'm crazy.
Oh, you look sort of odd with the kids, no? You never make friends with anyone.
I don't want friends. At least, not grown-ups. But I thought maybe you'd talk to me a while.
Me?
Well, I can trust you. Yes, now, I know you can now. Now, you see, I sort of get lonesome sometimes with no one to talk to, and I thought that... is it okay if I sit down here beside you?
Yeah. You be quiet, you know. Everything's okay. You just go on over there and lie down. Come on.
Say, that's quite a dog you got.
Best in the world. You sometimes try too hard to protect me. Just meant to hurt me.
Well, how do you know I won't?
Huh? Why should you?
Well, people don't always need a reason.
Well, I'm not worried. I don't think you'd hurt me. Besides, Tex will be back soon.
Tex? You mean Tex Mason was a former of B-Barbini?
Sure. What are you acting so scared about? Tex won't hurt
me. I won't give him a chance. I'm getting out here before he comes back.
But why? Why are you so scared of Tex?
Never mind. Just you forget you ever seen me. And don't tell nobody, understand me? Nobody. But if you do, if anybody comes after me... I'll kill him.
That's what he said, sir. Look at me, kind of crazy like. He said he'd kill anybody who comes after him. Darling, he scared me.
Yeah, it's no wonder. From the little I've heard and seen of him, he's a mighty odd character.
What's wrong with him, Tex? What's he so scared of?
I'm afraid I don't know, Bobby.
And you haven't even tried to find out.
Mm-mm. You see, son, the West has changed a lot since frontier times, but there's one thing that hasn't changed. We never pry into another man's affairs, unless someone else comes to us and asks us. Hey, wait a minute.
What is it, Tex?
I knew there was something familiar about that picture. If he shaved that beard off, it didn't look quite as old.
What are you talking about, Tex? God, you're not making sense.
Maybe a lot more sense than you realize. Come on, son. I'm taking you back to the ranch. And then I've got a call to pay in town.
Well, Mason, this is a surprise. I didn't expect to see you again.
I'm just glad you're still in town, Jonesy. I was afraid you might have given up and left.
Oh, that's because you don't know me. I never give up. Not until I get the story I'm after.
Well, I might be able to help you on that. At least on finding the man whose picture you showed me.
You know where I can find him?
Yeah, I think so. But before I tell you anything, there's something I want to know. Why are you looking for him?
I told you. He's the key to a story I've been working for over a year.
Yeah, you still haven't told me just what the story is, though, and that's what I want to know.
All right, come on, look, Mason.
Serious, Jonesy. I'd like to help you, but I won't until I know what this is all about. I'm not taking any chances on causing trouble for an innocent man.
Well, you needn't worry about that. There's nothing innocent about the guy I'm after. All right, I'll tell you. Actually, the man I'm after, his name is Lewis, by the way. He's wanted in connection with a murder.
You mean you think he's a killer?
Lewis? No. Well, the old fool isn't a type. But he does believe to have witnessed the murder of a gal named Cynthia Charman. Yeah. The authorities were trying to get a hold of him so he'll tell who the real killer was.
But why should he run away? He isn't guilty of anything.
Well, except for being a coward. I've done a lot of checking on Lewis this past year. I found out he's the rabbity kind. Frightened of about just everything.
And he ran away because he was frightened of the police?
Or of the killer. Oh. Don't forget, as the only witness, his life won't be worth a pug nickel if the killer gets to him first.
I see.
But whatever his reasons were, mine are simple. He's the key to a big story with a byline that I won. Well, how about it now, Mr. Little? Come on, I've leveled with you. Oh, will you tell me where I can find him now?
I'll do better than that. I'll take you to him.
Oh, you needn't bother.
Well, I think I'd better. You might need help.
Lewis, I doubt it. But if you want it that way, it's okay with me. Just lead me to him.
Oh, hello there, boy. Oh.
Well, there's the shack where he's been living, Jonesy. Down there, half hidden in the brush.
Oh. I finally found the rabbit, Hudson. Assuming he is the man I'm after.
Well, as I told you, I can't be positive. I've never caught much more than a glimpse of him. So I didn't think of him when you first showed me the picture.
You say he's grown a beard?
That too. I'm pretty sure he's your man.
Well, it's a simple way to find out. Let's ride down there and rot him out. Get up there, boy.
Yeah, all right, but take it easy, Jonesy. He's been making some pretty nasty remarks about what he'll do if anyone comes after him, so don't take any chances.
Oh, don't worry, I got a gun. Besides, he isn't the sort to fight back even if he...
Oh, looks like you're wrong, Jonesy. Quick, hit the ground. Shoot.
Well, those thugs almost kissed me.
Yeah, they were close, all right. The question now is, are we going to get close enough to catch him?
Well, couldn't we just rush the shack?
We could, if you don't mind dying.
I don't mind if you're dead. But it would be sort of clumsy flying to heaven when you're weighted down with lead, huh?
Hmm.
So we don't rush them, huh? What do we do then?
Well, that's the problem. Of course, we might try working our way through the brush towards the shack.
That sounds more like it, huh? The brush is thick enough for a good cover.
Yeah, and if we moved in from opposite sides of the shack, you game to try, Jonesy?
Well, what do we have to lose but our lives?
All right, then, let's give it a try. You move in from the left, I'll take the right. When I yell, jump him. Plenty of time to get to the other side. So. All right, Jonesy, let's get him. Jones!
Hi, Ted. I didn't wait for you. But as you can see, it doesn't make any difference.
What do you mean?
Gone. Folded his tent like the Arabs and softly stole away.
But how?
Well, probably through the brush same way we came here. But he did leave one thing.
Huh? Driver's license. Frank D. Lewis. And he is the man you're after.
It's my little rabbit, all right. And still running. Well, he's going to find out he can't run fast enough. Maybe he's won this round, but I'll get him. I always get what I want, Mason, and I want that byline.
That's the story. Question now is, what our next move to be?
Well, doggone, Tex, it don't look to me like there's much you can do if he's got away.
He's gotten away for the time being, Wendy, but it takes more than one inning to win a ball game.
Well, I'll agree to that, Tex, but it won't be easy. We've no way of knowing what he'll do.
Oh, I can tell you just what he'll do, Irish.
You can, Mr. Jones? Tell us.
He'll run.
Run?
Just as fast as he can. If you have gotten to know a lot about how his mind works, then the first thing he'll always do when danger's too close is to run away.
Well, you may be right, Jonesy.
I know I am. His sight doesn't change. Right now, he's probably running around like a rat in a trap, looking for the quickest way to town.
Well, then, shouldn't we be on the lookout for him? Next, I said, shouldn't we be...
I heard you, Irish. Yeah, I guess you're right. Suppose you and a couple of the boys spread the word around to the other ranches to be on the lookout for him.
Sure thing, Tex. And if you ask me, there's a good chance. They're not likely to miss him with that beard and all.
Right. And Wendy.
Hey, yeah, Tex?
I think it might be a good idea if you and Harker rode into town and kept an eye on the railroad station, just in case he tried to leave that way.
Right, Tex. Just let him fly.
It'll be all right if I wait here till we hear any results, Mason.
Sure thing, Jonesy. That is, if you don't mind waiting alone.
But where are you going, Tex?
I have an idea of my own that I want to check on in town. But I'll tell you about that later. Right now, we've all got plenty of work to do, so let's get busy.
Jones, you think maybe the old fellow already got in the way?
Oh, I doubt it, Bobby. If he has, there'll be a reprieve for him. I'll get him sooner or later.
Golly, you sure must want that story.
You'll never know how much. But I'm a patient man.
Little boss, where's Tess? Is he back?
No, not yet, Jimmy. Why, what's up?
We found the man he's after, that's what.
Carl Lewis?
I said what you heard. There was me and Harker waiting at the railroad station like Tex told us. And darned if that old coot didn't walk right up and buy himself a ticket on tonight's train.
Tonight's train? What do you mean he's still in the vicinity?
Why didn't you grab him while you had the chance, Wendy?
Well, we figured it'd be too dangerous to try to catch him in town there. He was armed, and we figured if it come to a fight, well, some of the townsfolk might get hurt. So we just kept an eye on him and trailed him when he left.
Then you know where he went?
Yep, only... You're going to find this hard to believe because he went right back to that shack where he's been living.
What? Oh, he must be crazy.
Or he might be more clever than any of us realize. After all, that shack is the last place we'd expect him to go.
Well, you've got something there.
Oh, gosh. Whatever it means, I'd done now to get rid of this attack.
Oh, don't worry about that, little boy. I figured Tex might still be in town, so I sent Hart in there to tell him.
What? That means there's no one guarding the shack now.
If that's okay, I doubt he'll leave there until close to train time.
Well, maybe so, but I'm not taking any chances on his getting away this time. The rest of you wait here for Tex. I'm heading back to that shack. Oh, boy.
Oh, go on, Tex. What are you doing back here? I figured you'd head for the shack as soon as you got Harker's message.
Harker's? What are you talking about, Wendy? What message?
Golly, Tex. You mean Harker didn't find you in town?
Well, I haven't seen Harker since I left the ranch. Wendy, what's this all about?
Oh, Gorn, I can't figure out how Harker could have missed you.
Well, never mind that now. Just tell me, what was the message you were supposed to deliver?
Why, the fact that we know where you can find that Lewis fella. He's going back to his shack.
Wendy, quick, tell me. You didn't tell Jonesy about this, did you?
Well, of course I did. Chuck, why shouldn't I? He's the one that's after the old coot.
Got them all right, but not in the way that you think.
Golly, Tex, what do you mean? Did you find something in town?
Yeah, I'm sorry, son, but I haven't time to explain. Just tell me where Jonesy is now.
I rid after the shack to keep an eye on it until you get there. But what's all this about Jonesy anyhow? It's the old fella Lewis that was a witness to the murder, ain't it?
He's the witness, all right, Wendy. And unless I miss my guess, our quiet-talking friend Jonesy is the murderer he saw.
The murderer? Oh, no!
Oh, yes, son. You see, we haven't a moment to spare. Now, quick, saddle your horses and follow me. We've got to get to that shack before Jonesy kills the old man. All right, Lewis, up with your hands. I got you covered.
You.
Yeah, me. So I finally found my little rabbit.
No, please. Put that gun down. You can't
kill you. I can't do anything else. I certainly didn't spend this year's work of working to locate you before the police just to slap your wrist.
But you don't have to kill me. I won't say anything. I won't tell anyone what I saw.
I'm going to make quite sure you don't. You were the only witness when I killed Cynthia. You're the only one who can put a rope around my neck.
No, you can't do it. You'll never get away with it.
And if I don't... What'll they do to me? Hang his wife. Besides, no one can blame me for shooting you. I'll say you shot first. Just like you did the last time I caught you. It'll be a simple case of self-defense.
No, please.
Your best of your prayers, Lewis. You say them fast. You haven't much time.
No.
That's a shame, though. Here I am, in on two murders. The only guy living with the whole story, and I'll never be able to write it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right, Lewis. Get ready. Here it comes.
Stop!
What?
I said stop! You're not going to kill me.
Oh, really? May I ask who's going to start me?
I am.
You? You're scared of his own shadow. Don't make me laugh. You'll die like you live, shaking with fear.
Well, don't be too sure. I'm even frightened, yes. Maybe even a coward. But I warn you, Jones, even a coward will fight to save his life.
Really? Well, then you'd better start, because...
Oh, no, you don't!
Are you crazy, old... Let go of me! Let go of my arm!
Oh, so you can kill me? No, Jones!
Let me do you any good. I'll break you in half with one hand.
Oh, Daniel, then die!
I'll get to you. You're old and weak.
I'm old, all right. But a man can find strength when he's fighting for his life. Take a twist your arm off like this.
I'll get you.
Jones! No, go on, it's Jones that's been shot.
Quick, Wendy. Your baby's been hurt.
Right.
Lewis, can you hear me? Are you all right?
He was trying to kill me. Thought I wouldn't fight back. But he was wrong. He didn't know even the coward will fight to save his life. He didn't know. Now, I've killed him. The gun went off. Now, he's dead instead of me. He's dead. He's dead.
He's out of his mind. He was half out of his mind.
Yes, I know, son. The shock was too much. You'll be all right. And it's a clear case of self-defense. Well, what about Jonesy, Wendy? How is he?
He ain't got a chance, Tex. He's still alive, but, well, it's just a matter of time.
Hey, wait a minute, fellas. He's coming through.
Jonesy, can you hear me?
Hmm? Oh, that you, Mason? Listen closely. There's something I gotta tell you before I go.
You mean about your being a real killer, Jonesy? Don't bother. I already know.
You know. Yes. You're smarter than I gave you credit for being, and that isn't what I want to ask you. Something else.
All right. What is it?
But just that when you get back to town, I wish you'd call the ledger in New York and ask for a bloodthirsty old devil named Michael Hill. You give him the whole story, huh?
Right, Jonesy. I'll do it.
I promise.
I promise.
Do it. Moderate at least. Three columns. Oh, and one thing more, Mason.
Hmm?
Tell him to be sure to give me a good byline on it. Tell him if he doesn't, I'll suck him back in the harbor because it'll be my last.
B-Bar, B-Writer.
Brought to you by...
Dentine. The gum with... less taking flavor.
And Demon Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too.
And this is Cactus Carl Warren, along with Bobby Benson, Windy Wales and his wild tales, and Dex Fletcher, the singing cowboy. And here's Bobby.
Come along, boys, listen to the tale. I'll tell you the troubles on the ocean trail.
Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yippee,
yippee, yippee, yippee, yippee. Jump in the saddle, grab the horn. I'm the best darn cowboy that ever was born.
Come a tie, yippee, 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 yippee.
crippled my horse. I don't know how. Roping at the horns of a two-you cow. Come tie-ya,
yippee-yippee-yay. Come tie-ya, yippee-yippee-yay.
Hey, that was good. Say, little boss, listen, I hear you're going to North Carolina.
That's right, Wendy, and I sure am looking forward to it.
Well, I knowed a couple of fellers from that part of the country once. Did I ever tell you about Woodchuck Willie?
I thought you were going to say Woodchuck Chuck.
Oh, that was the other fella. They was brothers. Woodchuck Willie and Woodchuck Chuck. I met them in a lumber yard one rainy day up in Splinter, North Carolina.
You know what
Woodchuck
I mean?
Woodchuck Chuck and Woodchuck Willie. Never forget them. They're just a couple of little shavings.
You mean shavers?
They was too young to shave, Bobby. Anyways, when I met them, they was having an argument. They couldn't make up their minds who was to load the lumber from the lumber yard onto the truck. Woodchuck Willie said he wouldn't. Woodchuck Chuck wouldn't chuck it on either. It was a predicament if I ever seen one, so I decided I'd help him decide which was to chuck the wood.
What did you do?
Well, first the question was to figure out what the question was. Woodchuck Willie, will he chuck the wood that Woodchuck Chuck said he wouldn't chuck in the second place, or would Woodchuck Chuck chuck the wood that Woodchuck Willie would not chuck Willie? You see what I was driving at with them poor confused fellers, don't you?
Well, I'm not sure.
Sure, I get it. Why, it's simple, Wendy. Woodchuck Chuck and Woodchuck Willie were willy-nilly deciding who was to chuck the wood, which neither of those woodchucks would chuck on the truck that was stuck in the muck. Hmm?
Cactus Carl, I think you got it all wrong here, but that wasn't bad. No, sir, it wasn't bad at all. Now, Woodchuck Willie wouldn't chuck the wood, and neither would Woodchuck...
Wait, Wendy. Which one finally ended up doing the job?
Why, neither of them, little boss.
Neither of them.
And both Woodchuck Willie and Woodchuck Chuck chucked the whole thing, and I had to do it. I thought you'd get a few chuckles out of that.
Oh, that's Wendy.
For breathless moments.
To Dente, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out, and always after meals or snacks, refresh your breath with Dentine.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine.
So, for breathless moments...
Chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
I dream of the wide open prairie. I dream of the big hills and dales. Oh, give me the life of a cowboy. Alongside of the Cimarron Trail. Move on, little doggies, move on. We're going to a range further on. Move on, little doggies, move on, little doggies, to a range on the old Cimarron. Move on, little doggies, move on. We're going to a range further on. Move on, little doggies.
Till next Sunday at the same time. Adios, amigos.
Adios, Bobby.
Thank you.